Punters and dribblers, as always, we're brought to you by the greatest multivitamin ever conceived by man, Good Day. Now, the reviews continue to flow in thick and fast.
Have you got that one from the other day?
Yeah, can I read it out?
Yeah, read it out.
It's so good. It's actually fucking unbelievable. What has been really nice, Tom and I were reflecting on this the other day, is just how much people are finding it
beneficial to their
massively
life.
Beneficial to their life. I know that at the start there would have been a lot of cynics out there going, these cunts are full of shit, they don't know what they're doing, and you couldn't be more wrong, which just brings joy to my little heart and my little soul. Now I want to get up this absolutely elite review,
and we do appreciate the reviews, obviously. Look, it's like the feedback is positive, so that's good. But just being able to hear how it's helping you and the different ways you're seeing benefits helps us know, I guess, the most tangible. Cause there's like tangible benefits and there's intangible ones, like energy, for example. You can feel an improvement in your daily energy, whereas then there's like nutritional benefits like liver health or your fucking immunity generally being boosted. Those are ones where you don't really notice that until maybe you're on it for a while, and you say you've got two young children in daycare who come home sick as fuck, and then you just don't seem to be getting sick where you used to get sick.
Life-changing. 5 stars. Big fan of Hello Sports, so my viewers are always going to be biased. I actually bought it for my wife. Didn't mention who it was by and just let her see how it went for her. Mum of 3 kids and runs her own busy business while I also work 7 on 7 off. Seven on, seven off away. After 3 days, she was hooked. Improved late in the day fatigue and mood. Come day 7, she had forgot to take her Good Day. Her mother was visiting and said the wrong thing and she snapped. Instantly says, I'm sorry, I haven't had my Good Day. Next thing, the mum-in-law is now tasting it and they're walking around the house like they both just discovered fire and were the only ones to know about it. Good result. Even got some alone time with the added less fatigue. With her, not her mum. That would be weird. But a look into the future, I suppose. So it's out there working its ass off, which is fucking terrific. There are downsides to being the fastest selling multivitamin of all time.
Yeah.
And that's that in the last month in particular, sales have just gone fucking through the roof,
well,
which we love. Tripled, I think, Tom. So we basically got caught with our pants down a little bit and not enough stock on hand.
Yeah, pants down, cold, little doodles.
It won't happen again. That's a Hello Sport promise. However, we are likely to sell out in the next probably 4 or 5 days, roughly. We will have stock for those with subscriptions.
Yep.
So you will never miss out. If you're a subscriber, you're good. If you are a new subscriber as of when we sell out, or you're a new customer, you won't be able to purchase. Well, you can purchase it, but it won't arrive for about 3 weeks.
Yes. So from here, if you start subscribing, you basically just locking it in so that when it lands, then you're good to go and you're straight back on the train.
So you'll know, Punters and Dribblers, we'll do a bit of a thing on the Instagram when we do a sellout, and you'll notice on the website it'll flick from buy now to pre-order.
Yeah.
So that'll be the difference.
Listen, it's not ideal, but it also really just means that it's been successful beyond our wildest imagination, and you just couldn't have planned for it to go as well so quickly. So we're fucking horny for that. We got more as soon as we financially could, we fucking ordered more. And it's just the way that it goes, the production, again, when you're getting primo quality shit, it takes time.
And it's got to be tested multiple times. There's a bit of a process. We've sped it up as much as we can. It is what it is, punters and dribblers. Bear with us. So we'll let you know when it sells out. But again, it'll be sometime this week. Again, and subscribers,
dude,
you're all good.
It's funny.
You're all good.
We've been looking at it going, geez, we might have a couple of days here where we don't have any. We'll see. But, you know, we should be all right. And then just each day it keeps growing. And there's like, obviously you're fucking pumped for that. But then you go, oh, shit, it might actually be a little bit more. Maybe it's going to be a week where we won't have any. And you're like, oh, fuck, maybe it's going to be 2 weeks. Then on the weekend, Eddie's like, it could sell out within days. I'm like, oh, my God. God, fuck. Yes, great. Thank you all. But also, fuck.
Yep. So subscribers, you're good. We'll let you know when it sells out, and fucking good on you.
Get the fucking pre-order in though. It's clearly good shit. You don't want to miss it. Just become a subscriber and then you're fucking good to go.
BeGoodHealth.com.au, code Dribblers for 20% off.
You are listening to the Hello Sport Podcast.
What is up, punters and dribblers? Welcome back to another episode of the Hello Sport Podcast. I'm Unqualified Opinion and Unwavering Bias. Here on a Monday, I'm a little sore, but, you know, just nothing a great weekend celebrating love won't do to a man, you know?
It can have that effect, Tom. Mm. Celebrating love can wear on one's soul.
People,
so
you celebrate hard when you celebrate love, I feel.
Yeah. I was celebrating love on the weekend, though, but I've got a pep in my step.
Yeah, I don't think you celebrated love as hard as you probably should have.
See, there's ways to celebrate love, Tom, and in the past I've celebrated in a particular way.
Yeah.
If you're catching my drift.
I do, yeah, I'm following.
I'm looking to celebrate love in different ways for the next little while.
Yeah.
Just feeling like celebrating in a different way.
Yeah, no, I get it. You need to probably change up slightly the way that you celebrate love.
Correct.
For the next little while. But probably more holistically.
I've got a counter in my phone on like how many days since I've celebrated love the old school way.
Right.
And, you know, 30 days and counting since I've celebrated love a particular way.
Wow, okay, good for you, mate. Wow, that's really, you're showing some growth there.
Are you proud of me?
I am proud of you.
I'm
a little concerned as well that you need a counter like you're a fucking...
No, well, Ella was like, you put this in here. I was like, I did it this morning. I'm like, cute. Sure. She's a big counter girl.
Yeah, right.
And so the reason I've got a pep in my step is I'm celebrating love a different way at the moment.
Let it be known, I wasn't celebrating the love the way that he's been abstaining from, but I did celebrate love hard. That's all I'll say.
You're giving off old school love celebration vibes, bro.
Not old school Eddie Simpson love vibes. This is more of a like...
You're giving off old school vibes to me.
Special brand.
You're giving off old school vibes.
I know, but listen, it was...
That's all I'm saying.
I know, that's what I was giving
off. Tell you who's giving off old school vibes. Our mate Tommy Tobler over
there. Can I tell you, I've got a theory. I've got a theory, and I only realised it once I saw him sitting there in the D.O. Dave chair. He just is trying to look cool for his first little on-camera thing.
Is this a rebrand?
This is a rebrand.
Oh, my God.
Is that what you reckon it is?
Tommy Tobler.
Because he says he's not scat, which I also don't know if it's true or not. Because he wants to go out. Then he says he's sick, but he wants to go out for dinner. So now I'm like, this kid's just an old school rebrand phase.
Well, it's weird. It's something I wanted to bring up on the show. Like something really weird kind of happened to me over the past like 24, 48 hours. It was really whack. Like just
whack.
It was whack.
Okay.
Just run with me here.
Okay. Using some interesting language over there, mate.
First episode. This is
so, Sunday morning, as I'm leaving the house, out my front door, I find this book by Karl Marx called Capital. And, like, it's a fucking thick book. Look at it. It's massive. That was just sitting in my front door, and I was like, the fuck? That's weird. The only reason I know Karl Marx is, like... through D or Dave and communism and shit. So I found that. And then last night I had a really, really shit sleep. Like was waking up like at least once an hour or whatever. And then in the morning, Jenny was like, do you remember talking in your sleep last night? And I was like, no, what was I saying? She was like, you were saying weird shit like the means of production and like sharing the wealth. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So then I don't really think much about it. And then as I leave the house today, I'm wearing like a plain black T-shirt. And then when I get to work...
Yeah, I know what's coming.
It's got a hammer and sickle logo on it in rainbow colours. And I'm like, what the fuck? How did that happen? This shirt was plain black when I left. But that's not even the kicker. This is the kicker. What is happening to me?
Oh my god. Holy fuck.
Oh my god.
Jesus,
what is happening to me?
Oh, shit.
So you're not sick?
No, I feel fine. It's all a ruse.
You got me good. You got me good.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad.
Jesus
the new blue-haired lefties. The new blue-haired lefty of the Hello Sport podcast.
New Dave. New Dave.
New Dave. Dave 2.0.
Look at that.
That is
this was an all-weekend job.
Outrageous. Oh,
that's good stuff, Tobler.
Well done, mate.
That's good shit.
You fooled me. You fooled me good.
I was just waiting for Tom to come in because I had to wear a jacket over this T-shirt. And that's it's so like, fucking hot fuck in this studio.
He was
so
like, dude, I'm fucking freezing. Sweating. I think I'm sick. I'm like, get away from me. That's foul.
Jesus Christ.
But then I thought maybe he was trying to be a bit of a cool cat for his first day.
Dude, that's what I was like. You're dressed like you're in like a, you down with LPP? Or you're like Run DMC sort of shit.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's an older reference for some of our younger listeners.
He looked like he was on the way to bash someone at a fucking Premier League game.
Well, shank someone. Yeah. Shit, dude. So how'd that blue hair? You just woke up with it.
For those that are listening, Tobler's got blue hair.
Got blue hair and a hammer and sickle T-shirt and a Karl Marx book.
I don't know where it all came from.
So talk me through the hair.
The hair? Well, it was actually a fucking tough job. It took all weekend because
so
I have
blue.
Naturally brown hair to go blue. In order to go blue, you need to go blonde.
Red, isn't it?
So I had to bleach it twice on Friday, and then Saturday I had to tone it and then hit it with the blue.
Oh my God.
So I've just been wearing this bucket hat around all weekend.
So how long are you going to have it for?
I'm going to go back to blonde on Tuesday night. I can't walk around with.
I think
you should
no,
do.
He's got to keep the.
You've
blue.
Got to keep it for a week at least.
Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A week.
Yeah, that's not that long.
You've done it already.
You've already done.
The hardest part's like actually stepping over the hurdle of doing.
Well,
it.
Well, I forget. Like last night, I was just watching TV, and Jenny's like, "You look so fucking ridiculous," and I just, you just totally forget.
Mm. You got to own.
See it. You got to own the
role and own the hair.
Right,
and
we'll
I don't
see,
think
we'll
I don't think 2 days is long enough.
No,
personally.
Especially because you're still going to go back to blonde, which is going to be a weird look.
You've got to be blue all week. Definitely.
Maybe.
You need to be blue on Thursday.
I don't know.
No,
it wasn't some sort of bet or anything, so I think
I'm
in
control.
Yeah,
but it's about embracing the role.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
And we're going to need to see some commitment that
I didn't know I wanted.
Sure
you want to see more commitment?
Well, I'm going to see
more.
No, I'm going to need more.
Yeah.
At least the first week.
At least a week.
At least the first week.
Because otherwise, like, you know, you've probably been hiding away. You need to be out there. You need to be blue. You need to feel what it feels like to be a blue hair.
True. That's a good point. Might could do a walk down King Street.
Get a like a hammer and sickle earring as well.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like good shout. Maybe
borrow Cody's nose ring.
Them. Yep. Go all out. See how the other half live.
There we go. Now we're talking.
Now we're talking.
Are we not? Now we're talking.
So what? But the plan is to just go back. You're just going to go full Stan on us.
Yeah, and then just let it grow out. Back to brunette.
I reckon you're going to quite vibe yourself with the Stan
blonde.
Look, don't you?
Well,
reckon?
It was pretty blonde on Saturday when I went to see my nan, and she was like, "I really like it. I think you should keep it." And I was like, "Well, you make a good point, nan. Yeah. Like, I don't know."
I think part of this was about wanting to go blonde, and so
more than anything,
there was a tiny little bit of that.
Yeah, at least we need honesty,
but mainly just going blue for content.
No. That was
a nice little kicker.
It was a nice little kicker. There had to be something in it for me.
Yeah, well, that's blue for a week, then you can go blonde. I think that's fair.
Or two.
2 weeks blue?
Well, now that I know that he did it to go blonde, I almost feel like we need to push this out a bit longer.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Otherwise, Willie's in the seat. And you're back to the ones and twos. I think that's
just
fair.
Straight him out.
Well, don't you think?
Oh, look, I think it's... You should think... You mean, like, this is a new role. Like, you got to kind of come in and earn your stripes. And you've done this great start.
This is great start.
Even though it was mainly for himself wanting to go blonde. But
correct.
Like, Tessie Pop.
Tessie
Pop. I reckon 2-3-4 weeks.
That's Vegas.
Vegas. Up to... during Vegas. That's almost needed now.
He's going to be blue in Vegas.
Content in Vegas.
Not blue for Vegas.
But you were Dior Dave, essentially. We're Dior Tobler.
Yeah, but the blue was meant to come off on Tuesday. We're not talking about Vegas now. Not at all.
They didn't agree on anything. Now it's like...
Because you are Dior now.
Yeah.
Dior's actually a Hello Sportism. He didn't take it with him.
No,
David
he can't.
Bloom, that is.
It's a role. A character.
Jeez, I like that blue hair.
I like that blue. I think that's got Vegas written all over. Vegas is in 3 weeks, so... Easy.
Fuck no. No.
Yes.
I'm not buying. No, I'm not blue.
Why?
Eyes.
No, hang on. Why?
I do not like walking around with blue hair.
No, but like, listen to me for a second. Listen to me for a second. You look cool. That's first. Secondly, do you think it makes sense for Dior Dave, the blue head lefty, to have blue hair in Vegas? Do you think that makes sense from a content perspective? Be honest.
I don't think it makes a difference, because what you guys might be forgetting is that I'm on the other side of the camera in Vegas. So having blue hair is almost redundant.
Nah, because
we'll turn the camera.
Yeah, but it's also good to have stimuli around you that's going to like foster shit. Like the fact, like what you just did there, you're not, you're technically you are on camera, but like, that blue hair that you've got on was got us going.
Correct.
So, like, we need probably you to
3 weeks. Go like that. Easy. And everyone knows what you do.
It's
like,
it's back to blonde on Tuesday, boys. I'm sorry.
But then back to blue for Vegas.
No, there is no point in being blue for Vegas. Come on.
Why is there no point?
Because
punters and dribblers, let us know in the comments, should Tobler keep his hair blue for Vegas, and do you think it'll add something to the content? I think, yes, it will.
And at the very least, while we're trying to work out how the punter and dribbler feel about it, it should be blue until
the punter and the dribbler have decided.
I think this week has to stay blue.
Correct. And then we can work out what we're going to do.
Because there's another episode this week where we want you to be blue for it.
That's a good point.
We're going to need you blue for at least the next week. And then
people might get confused. Like, what the fuck? Is that the same guy? He had blue hair the other day.
That's a great point.
Yeah, okay. Maybe to avoid confusion, we'll do one more episode and then it's back to blonde.
Well, potentially. Then once we've...
Then the votes will be in and we can make a call.
Yeah.
And I think I know which way it's going
to
go.
Yeah.
Shout out to my mum and sister for helping me do all this shit.
Well done, Tobler. Well done. Good to have you on board, son.
Great start.
So you're feeling all right? Love won?
Love won the day. Love won. Margaritas won.
Yep.
Mushrooms won.
Great.
Pool won.
Great.
The beach won. The ocean won.
Good weather.
It was drizzly this morning, which was nice.
Cute.
Just like a rainy Mollymook morning.
Mm.
And fucking not just drizzly, it was pissing with rain actually nonstop. Shout out to Will and Jordana. Congratulations.
Yep.
Hell of a night. Hell of a weekend.
Shout out to Claudia and Tim.
There you go.
Hell of a weekend.
There you bloody go, mate. There you bloody go. What's been happening?
What's been happening with me? Besides, in the week of sport?
Yeah. What the fuck's been happening? Sometimes I feel like you look away and you come back and either nothing's happened or everything's happened. All I saw is that fucking Buzz Rothfield, the Mayo man, who now I say it, I had a dream about last night, but I don't remember enough of it. I just know that he featured prominently. But he's like dragging out North Sydney Bears rhetoric. I'm like, are we not close enough to the NRL season starting again with Las Vegas and all that? Like, why the fuck do we need to be talking about the Bears? That's end of the year sort of chat.
It generally speaking, it is, Tom. End of the year sort of chat. The Bears, you know, stick their head up and remind everyone that they're still playing New South Wales Cup. And that's just a fact. I agree with you. I think we're pretty close, under 4 weeks away from Vegas. From the games in Vegas. You'd think they'd be talking about something else, but they're not. They're talking Bears. PVL reckons he gets hit up more about the Bears than anything else.
Dude, the Bears fan base and Bears people might be the most annoying in rugby league, and I say that with the respect and knowledge that you don't have a side and that would suck. I do have a side, so it's obviously I can only try to empathise with like what it would feel like to be that sort of a loser.
Can you look it up? Do they have 20,000 members? Was that mentioned in the interview?
20 or 10.
If it's 20, that's a lot.
It is a lot. He's already said they're not coming back to Sydney.
Yeah, so they hit the 2,000 member milestone.
2,000.
Two or 20?
Two.
Right, so not that
many. I swear in that interview it was like 10 or 20 they said, but who knows. 2,000, not really moving my needle.
No.
But I think it's around, obviously, them trying to bring in this 18th team.
Sure.
Sort of random if it's a Pacific team that's based in Cairns to be associated with the North Sydney Bears.
Or just to be a Bear generally. Like,
it's not Bear territory, Tom.
Neither is North Sydney, funnily enough, but I get your point. I've got it more so like, would you support a Sea Eagles team in Western Australia if Manly got shut down? I don't think I would. I'm not attached just to the name.
Probably not.
I'm a Manly Sea Eagles fan.
If they were, let's run the whole the Bears situation. They leave, so then we're essentially Blacktown workers. We're playing New South Wales Cup, but that's it.
Mm.
do I support them then if they come back and play first grade in Perth? Probably not, and I'll tell you why. Because I'm not from Perth, don't live in Perth, no. Don't have a whole lot to do with Perth. And you can try and pull the wool over my eyes and go, yeah, but they played Brookie once a fucking year. Yeah. I'm like,
no.
Yeah, but that's pretty much akin to playing in Newcastle when you play away, or New Zealand when you play away. It's just an away game. That's how I look at it.
We played in Canberra.
It's not really the same thing.
I don't know what I'd do, because obviously, like, right now I'm so vehemently opposed to all my opposition teams. But, like, would you go for, like, a Dolphins? And then I'm like, well, they're nowhere near me either, but at least they're new and fresh. And it's like, I start fresh. I can't start with some weird bastardization of what my old club was.
If Manly leaves, I pack it up.
You don't even support the greatest game of all anymore.
I watch the greatest game of all because I can't look away. I love the greatest game of all. Do I support a team? Probably not. Yeah. Not initially.
No. So, like,
I'd need decades under the belt to be reconditioned.
But it's like when your fucking pet dies. You don't walk out the front door and go and buy a new dog. You need time to mourn.
And even using that analogy, I would argue when it comes to supporting a rugby league side, Tom, club side, you need longer than the mourning of a pet.
Maybe. Maybe you're right. Maybe you do need longer. Either way,
it wouldn't be unrealistic for people to mourn a pet for a year and get a new pet the year after. You're not going to do that with a club.
True.
You're not going to go next year, I'm supporting, heaven forbid, the Roosters.
No. I wonder how long, when did the Bears get kicked out?
Would have been 98, wouldn't it?
99.
And then it would have been 98, and then it was like officially they were gone.
They left following the 99 season.
Yeah, okay. So they've had some time. It's been 20 years. What I mean is to be like, I just, you know, like Pez of Great Cricketer fame. I don't know entirely where his rugby league loyalties lie, but I know he's an all Sydney Bears guy. I know, I'm pretty sure he came up to Sydney to go to like their fucking New South Wales Cup semi-final or final.
I can't believe how persistent they've been. It's quite incredible because you can go and watch the Bears play at North Sydney Oval every other week.
Well, now we're talking about
that. But you can do that. Mm. It's not like you can't support them. And to be honest, it's probably better now that they're playing New South Wales Cup because they were fucking shit-ass when they played in the NRL.
I don't know.
Go back and win a couple of games.
Yeah, I know.
Think?
I don't know if I could be. But imagine going and watching players you don't know. I guess maybe you get to know them. But like,
of course you'd get to know them.
They're not that good, though.
All I'm saying is the Bears actually, it makes more sense that they're in the New South Wales Cup, I think. Because they were horse shit when they were in the NRL, at least at the end.
They weren't cut out for it.
They weren't cut out for
Top flight rugby league.
That's exactly right.
But, I mean, listen, as they've got us talking about it again, Eddie.
Yeah, I like talking about it.
So I can't help it. Punters and Dribblers, we are brought to you by Neds. They are the betting platform of choice here at Hello Sport. Now, you can follow along all of our bets in the About Even private group on the Neds app. You can also follow our profiles. As I've been saying, my civilian bets are where I seem to be doing my best work. My About Even bets starting to improve. I can feel myself starting to improve. I did hit two on the weekend.
After back-to-back triple staked losses.
The triple staked losses for unit scoopers have absolutely cut to fucking the Tiger King. I may never recover from this, but the civilian bets is where you can see me getting to my work, and that is on the profiles.
Good for you, Tommy. Ned's best in the business. Come join along. Join our About Even group if you'd like as
you
well.
You mean, you know, wow, Eddie, just you're just repeating me now, are you?
I didn't hear you say that.
You just where were you? Where were you?
Pixies.
Where were you, mate?
Pixies.
Full Pixie stuff. So now you're just gonna say you're gonna talk about the fucking profiles tab as well? You're gonna talk about the About Even group? Yeah?
About Even group.
Yeah, how do you get in there?
That's what I said, code Dribblers.
Oh, okay, there you go. Good. Yeah. What's this ad for again?
Neds.
Ah, yeah, great point. Glad you're listening. Pixies. Pixie Simps. Shout out to Neds. We love you, Neds. We love you. Go Manly.
Now, you win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Punters and Dribblers, there's 2 days left to be in the chance to play golf. Be in the chance? Be in with the chance to play golf at Shorty's with myself and Eddie. Buy a six-pack of Big Day Rosé at hallosport.shop. You will go in the running. We pick two winners from the month of April. But what are we doing month of May? Because we are working our way through the remainder of the most recent vintage. Got a couple left that we want to get rid of before we then turn all of our attention to the end of the year.
Just feeling generous, Tom.
We're feeling generous, and it's sale time.
We just thought, fuck it. If you buy a case and you use the code Manly, you get $50 off the case. If you buy two cases, you get $100 off.
Yep.
You get what I'm trying to say? Go to hallowsport.shop, bang, rosé on there, code Manly, $50 off a case. Pretty fucking generous if you ask me. But we love the punter and we love the dribbler. And we're just like, let's get this vintage out there to the people that want it most.
Let's get it in the gullets of the nation.
That's right. Gullet up. On Vegas, which is off the back of the Bears.
Well, of course.
Bears won't be there.
Tubbs blue hat.
Bears won't be there. The four glamour clubs will. If you're not a supporter of a glamour club, stiff shit.
It's four glamour clubs, Vegas. Like, that's what it's about.
Well, you send your best and your brightest stars, Tom.
Send
of course
the most
you do.
Glamorous clubs over there. That's what they've done. It makes sense.
Now, only one club's flying in a glamorous manner.
Oh, really?
So the Roosters are flying business class on a Dreamliner because apparently it's like a Boeing Dreamliner because it's better with the altitude and the rockiness and all the bullshit.
Would that just be, that'd just be your boy fucking, who's their big?
Politis.
Politis, would that just be him just?
So they're flying direct, Sydney to LA direct, business class. The rest of the boys, Manly included, which is very Manly, flying via Fiji.
Oh my God, what?
Stop over in Fiji.
Why?
Probably a con.
Why?
I would suggest probably a bit cheaper, Tom. They've struck up some deal with Fijian Airlines. I don't know how that's working.
Jesus
but
Christ.
I would imagine in an effort to probably save a little bit of cheddar, let's fly the boys' economy via Fiji.
Surely the NRL should just be paying for the transport of fucking clubs, shouldn't they? Like, they're the ones making them go over there to play. Now, I'm not complaining. But, like, don't you reckon it should be like, hey, we're going to pay for you guys to go there, put you in business because you're professional rugby league sides. You got some big boys. And imagine fucking scything up next to fucking Olakau'atu in economy.
It would be
wedged between him and fucking Sipley or Mount Paseka.
Could you imagine?
That's fucking
sliding,
absurd.
Imagine sliding into the window, the three window seats, and you're squashed up against the window and you've got Paseka and Sipley next to you.
Yeah.
Imagine trying to get out for a shit and the boys are asleep.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not waking them up?
No, you're not. Although you'd be so small, you'd probably walk across their legs, they wouldn't feel it. But
risk it?
No, you wouldn't.
Would you risk it? Imagine Hamole sitting there, aisle seat. He's getting up and down whenever he wants.
Fresh leg tarts.
And you're sitting there and you think, Jesus, I should probably get up and go to the toilet. You think to hold it in, whatever.
No, no, shit yourself where you are.
Well, and then Hamole, you see just, he takes, you know, three or four Valiums and you see he's knocked the fuck out. Do you risk climbing all over that big, thick boy?
Well, I think you have to start testing the waters first. So you just like maybe throw something at him, see how he reacts. Sneeze really loudly, see if he like gets a jolt. Maybe spill some water on him, you know?
You're going to have you got rocks in your head, I think. Just attempting anything around Hamole. You don't know how he's going to react. He's pissed off because he's in economy flying via
Yeah, he's already fucking annoyed.
Squashed into the seat. There's no room for a Hamole.
No, there's not.
There's no Hamole seat.
That man, it's a small, economy's small for fucking anyone who's not a toddler.
And there's not enough economy seats for those boys. Like, there's not enough, there wouldn't be enough exit row seats, I don't think, for the whole side.
No.
So Hamole might draw a fucking short straw here, punters and dribblers, squeezing into an econ seat.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
That's some bullshit.
How many people do we take over? Surely not. It's like you're only taking over the squad, right? You'd have to take over some reserves if you got injured.
You'd be taking, what, 22 players, maybe? Plus the coaching staff, physios, probably some marketing guys, probably some social media. Big. Not Ella. Not Ella. Ken Root. She's safe. She's safe
for now.
Guaranteed to get a call.
Yeah.
Guaranteed to get a call off my wife in the next, oh, say an hour. Just to really disrupt me.
So these Dreamliners apparently offer lower cabin altitude, less turbulence, new filtration, better humidity, and less fatigue from the flight. What and it's understood that the Roosters just got it for luck of the draw.
Oh, bullshit.
That's what's been reported.
So hang on.
Oh, right.
Three teams fly via Fiji and the Roosters, if luck of the draw, don't.
God, that's some fucking bullshit.
Maybe it's to do with the got something to do with the fact the owner's a billionaire. Maybe that's got something
to do with it. Is the NRL paying for him?
He'd just be up. He'd just be topping it up, surely.
So the NRL would go, hey, here's the budget for flights. Go book your own flights. And then he's just going, sweet, give me that money. And I'll just merge that with like another few hundred grand.
That's what I would do.
Yeah, the NRL booked it.
Yeah, and he's gone, give
me the NRL has booked Dreamliners for the fucking Roosters and we're all going to Fiji. And that's not a knock on Fiji. I'm going there later this year. Great part of the world. But for fuck's sake.
That doesn't, if that's luck of the draw. So luck of the draw, one team gets the Dreamliner to America direct business class and the rest don't. That's not luck.
That's bullshit.
That's bullshit.
That's complete bullshit. And economy, we assume.
Lucky we don't have the Roosters first up.
No, I know.
You wouldn't want a side well rested on the Dreamliner, mate. No. Less fatigue, less altitude, less what bumps, whatever the fuck it was. You don't want to go up against that side. A Dreamliner side in Vegas? Mm-mm. No, thank you.
What time are they? When are they flying over? What date are they?
Week before. So
excellent.
In about 2 weeks.
So is that when we're there?
Yes.
Perfect.
Well, they'll get there earlier than us.
Okay, so they'll already be acclimatized.
Well, they'll be ready for
A bit of yarn.
They'll be ready for yarn, dribbling yarn.
Dribbling yarn.
Content.
That's what we want.
Et al.
That's what we want. Geez, that's some fucking depressing shit. Speaking of depressing shit, and that is not what I do on a Monday morning, but Josh Schuster, I don't want to speak, you know, before being spoken to sort of here. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
You don't want to speak before being spoken to by Josh?
By Josh, right. Or by about Josh, or about what's going on, but I'm just going off what the NRL physio says.
Yep, regurgitating information.
Broken finger. Chicken pox. Who's he hanging around, for starters, given chicken pox? I get it, you can get him. Usually got to be hanging around kids, though, I thought. Can you also check, please, Dior Tobler, if you have had chicken pox as a kid with, you can get him again when you're older. And he's done his fucking calf again. What? And hasn't trained for 2 months.
8 weeks, yeah.
What the fuck?
And not going to Vegas.
Not going, well, and, shit, sure as shit not going to
and
Vegas.
And 100% not in that predicted side that we've been touching ourselves to, Tom.
Well, dude, I'll still touch myself with him not in there.
It's very rare to get a second case of chicken pox as an adult if you've already had it.
How many adults a year are getting chicken pox in Australia?
Has he never had it before, though? I mean, again, you'd have to be doing, you're doing well to be fucking in your 20s and not have had chicken pox.
Has everyone in this room had chicken pox?
I haven't had it.
You've never had it?
No.
See, I think they started vaccinating against it after us.
Is there a chickenpox vaccine?
Yeah, there is.
But that stops you from getting it. Yeah. My kids haven't had it.
The vaccine?
I'm pretty sure there's like a chance they still get chickenpox and shit. Evie, when she was sick, the doctors were like, when she got better, she had to have aspirin for like 6 weeks as part of the medication. They're like, if she gets chickenpox, it'll be bad. And I'm like, okay, well, she's obviously not vaccinated then.
Toddler's a bit slow.
No, I think the adult version of chickenpox is shingles.
Well, that is a part of it. I've had shingles. What up? That was me trying to do West
Side. So you've had adult chickenpox.
But it's not. Like, so I remember my old man, I'm pretty sure, got chickenpox off us when we were kids. So like, it's the same strain of like virus or whatever, shingles. But I was of the understanding that like you would be able to get kid chickenpox as an adult.
So there's not really any info about like kid chickenpox in adults, but around 120,000 new cases of shingles happen each year in Australia.
It is not fun, shingles. My goodness.
Is there a chickenpox vaccine?
But what's going on with Josh Schuster, dude? What's going on with Josh Schuster?
Yeah, there is.
So there you go.
There you go.
Now, when I was touching myself the other day, Tom, to the thought of the Manly side and us winning the premiership this year, 2024, it was off the back of our best 13. Mm. Or best 17 that you and I were looking at.
Yep.
And Josh Schuster in the back row on the left edge, playing a similar role to the role he played 2 years ago, was part of the
that
fantasy.
Masturbatory fantasy.
It was
yeah.
part of the fantasy, right? Now, to hear that he hasn't trained for 8 weeks, to hear that his calf's fucked again, and to hear that he's got chicken pox is not the news I wanted to hear.
No.
Who the fuck gets chicken pox? And it wasn't shingles, Tom.
No, it was chicken
pox. It said chicken pox.
They said chicken pox. and a broken finger. And I'm also annoyed that it was like, we haven't heard about it. Like, I'm only hearing about it after he's been out for 2 months. Like, I want to know.
Well, you know why?
Because they don't want him to get his asshole ripped apart by the media, probably.
I think that's probably got something to do with it. I also think that they're not really in the mood to have disgruntled fans. Now, again, I'm just sort of, I'm painting a particular picture here. This isn't Andy Josh. This is just, I'm trying to put myself into the shoes of the Manly dribbler who sees Who sees that we paid, what, 800 a year for Josh Schuster? Hasn't played his best footy since that happened.
No.
You get excited about him returning to the back row, and out of nowhere, you're given the news that he hasn't trained for 8 weeks and he has chicken pox.
And a broken finger.
Now, what's the dribbler to think, Tom? What's the dribbler to think?
Well, I don't want to get in. Again, I don't want to speak until spoken to with regards to what the dribbler would think. Because I think I know what the dribbler would think, and I don't think that it would be very fucking positive. It's a bit wits endy about it.
I can't see how the dribbler out on the street could be positive. Not no. You and I, we're positive.
No, guys. We're positive. Positivity first, positivity always.
And positivity last. Yep. I'm talking about the quick to the trigger dribbler on the street who does have a bit of cynic in him.
Yeah. The dribbler on the street who doesn't like to look inward. We're not self-awareness. So he probably has two torn calves as we speak.
There is no self-awareness about this dribbler of which we speak.
No.
You know that dribbler.
You know him.
He's got a bit about him.
The ones that call athletes fucking big fat losers, and it's like, well...
Yeah, the one that inboxes people after they don't score tries and their multi goes down. Yeah. That sort of dribbler who thinks they have a bit about him, but they don't. That dribbler's not Appy Jan.
No. There's a world where you could say that far less severe versions of a dribbler would also not be that happy either.
Well, it doesn't need to be that particular dribbler.
No.
It could just be your common...
Your common two guys who, you know, like to catch up twice a week and just talk a bit of sport.
It could be two blokes that love the club.
Yeah.
Who have shitloads of hair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Both pretty tan skin after the weekend.
Like, classically handsome, classically gorgeous type operators. May or may not be married, may or may not have kids.
Sit in front of two new beautiful green ferns that, you know, obviously on the face of it may seem like a full-blown tree, but they may be just, they're someone like that. Great ferns.
The way I saw it with the ferns, Tom.
what are you talking about?
No, but these are... Oh, you're not talking about that.
I'm talking about two dribblers here that are fictional.
Other dribblers. No, I know, but I'm just, now that you've pointed out that we actually have ferns as well.
Well, that's a coincidence.
That is a coincidence. Because Tobler's bad at keeping them alive, I just figured that we can just trim them back, give them a haircut all the way back to the stump, so we've got like a bit more time.
Yeah, I like the size of the ferns.
But back to our imaginary dribblers who love the club and are trying to digest information around the health of one Josh Schuster after signing a mammoth contract.
Some might have thought was maybe slightly overs given the output to date. That's not us, though.
Not us, no. Not how we like to approach things, Tom. We like to approach things with positivity. And if you're asking me, live on my own podcast, what I think about that contract, I think it's cherry ripe.
Seems right. Maybe a bit unders.
Under, well, in terms of what his potential is,
mm.
I would argue unders. Chicken pox, though.
Chicken pox.
When was the last high-profile athlete to get chicken pox? I can't remember an athlete getting chicken pox.
I actually find the chicken pox the least galling of the injuries.
You don't find... It's in context. No, chicken pox is pretty fucking weird, Tom.
Listen, I am not here... fucking on behalf of big chicken pox, preaching chicken pox. That as an illness is absurd to get as an adult in preseason. I'm more fucked off about another soft tissue injury, calf strain.
Which may or may not be weight related?
Well, I don't know. I can't remember. Is soft tissue like conditioning? Is that like conditioning, or do you just have a predisposition to just fucking strain after strain after strain?
Well, you're asking the wrong bloke.
I know.
Tommy Turbo gets strain after strain after strain.
He gets strains as well.
He's a soft guy, soft muscle guy, is he not?
Yeah, mate, he is. But then he also, like, I don't think his shoulder's soft tissue. He didn't, like, dislocate his shoulder.
No, that's not soft tissue.
That's not soft tissue.
It's usually caused by overstretching or putting excess force through the calf muscle, so overloading it.
So would that be weight? Potentially.
Yeah, potentially.
Or he's training the house down.
And that's what I'd prefer to assume.
Well, both could be true. Yeah. If you're overloading the joints, like when Tom and I were training for the marathon, which we successfully completed in 2022, got MM after the name, we overtrained.
Yep.
We were too hungry for success that we overtrained, we overloaded the body, and we went down lame.
I overtrained within the first week, I think.
Yeah, but... Exactly right.
That's how hard I train.
See, that's also not painting a great picture for Josh Schuster, though, comparing him and you.
Well, you too, bro.
Well, exactly.
You went down.
Well, a bit later.
Yeah, but like, you know, you still
go down. ITB got me.
Yeah. I have a history of overtraining injuries, though, right?
You have a history of injuries.
Yeah.
Just generally.
Well, knees.
Does this mean Ben Trbojevic goes into the back row and the great and the powerful
Brad Parker
slips onto the bench?
I don't know. I'd be interested to see how Benny goes this year. I reckon he's had some injuries as well as Benny Trbojevic. He's done some hammies and shit.
Would you consider this potentially to be his breakout year?
Yeah, it kind of has to be but like he's had enough experience now in the NRL where it's like, all right, you're a Trbojevic now. So I want to see like Trbojevic things. He's good though. Like I'm not. This isn't even a criticism. It's more like I'm interested to see what that motherfucker does this year because everyone was like, he's the best one. Remember those chats? There's a third one coming through, and he's the best.
You haven't seen that yet.
No,
he's definitely the tallest.
Yeah, he's not small.
Big boy.
Kid's not small. Shout out to Josh Schuster. His calf, chicken pox. How long does it take to recover from chicken pox? Is he definitely not coming to Vegas, or maybe not? I hope it's definitely not.
Oh, it can take like a week to 3 weeks.
Now, I didn't read in the article, but is he getting his yellow bath? Because I'm happy to get over there and bathe him if needed.
Oh, like so that you've got like the calamine lotion or some sort of shit.
You know that yellow bath you have when you got chicken pox?
Yeah. You got to put him in a bath. I don't want to bath him. I'm prepared to run the bath.
No, we'll run the bath.
We'll run the bath.
I'm not gonna run a rag over him.
No, like if he was free of chicken pox, I'd do it.
All I'm asking is he taking the right steps to get back on the park as soon as possible? And that yellow bath that you run for chicken pox, the one that smells pretty odd, is what I'm looking to do.
Okay.
What's it called?
Pine tassel.
Pine tassel, that's it. I want to run a bath of pine tassel for my boy Josh Schuster. As a... I've got your back, brah.
Yeah, as a listen, like obviously we need to see more, plenty more. But while you don the club's colours, we'll run your bath.
Pine tassel
bath.
Happy to do it. Won't be in there when you slip in.
No.
Like I don't need to see your hog. I don't need to be in the same room. I don't want to get your chicken pox.
I don't want the chicken pox. I want to see your hog there for sure. But we'll run the bath. We'll leave the room. We'll let him come in, and maybe we FaceTime, see how he's doing.
I think that's a nice idea. Because we still support Josh Schuster 1,000%.
Yeah.
Josh Schuster's our vibe. He's our cup of tea. And we've got your back, brah. We're merely musing around what some dribblers in the community might be thinking.
Yep. Who are we playing in these one days?
West Indies.
And are we just beating the fuck out of them?
What was the score last night, Tobler?
We won by 83 runs yesterday.
We love that. Apparently Baggy Green took a screamer. My early suspicions are that he's always been able to take catches, but maybe he listened to us and maybe he's starting to get into some work.
You think he's maybe had his butthole eaten?
All I'm saying is, we talk about it last week, goes out there and takes a screamer. Is that coincidence?
I don't think so. He also got some runs, didn't he, in the first game?
Yeah, he got like 77, him
Let's
and Smudge.
Let's get him up and have a look, eh? Let's get their scorecards up.
It's not coincidence, punters and dribblers. It's just not.
Do you want to watch the catch now?
Yeah.
Is that on
some
screen?
People out there reckon he should go on a bender as well, which is interesting.
Well, that happens. You get that on the big jobs, don't you?
Oh! gets down low for the big for a big boy, doesn't he? Jesus Christ.
That's a fucking that is a great catch. He's so young looking. He's fresh, isn't he? He's straight out the womb, really.
Yeah, that's a beauty.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's good stuff. That's look beautiful. At him. He's fucking gangly, isn't he?
Jesus Christ. He gets down well, the big fella. We love to see that from Baggy.
He's limmy.
He's extremely limmy. Cricket Australia charging an arm and a rugby league leg for tickets to that one day at the SCG the other day.
Really?
Like, yeah, like $100 and shit for $150 for reasonably good seats. There was about 4,000 people there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no one was there.
There's a fucking...
And they were charging twice... Tickets were twice as expensive in some instances as tickets to the Big Bash League final, which was a full house and broke the previous records. So twice as much as that for a game that no one was going to.
And also for a game that people are wondering whether will it even survive, like one days.
One day is irrelevant every 4 years.
I don't mind them. I like that you can wipe out a whole day, but like fucking hell. So is this the first test or is this the second
one? Yeah, this is the first one.
So Cam Green, 77. Josh Inglis, 65. Stephen Smith, 79. We like that.
Well, Cameron Green, 77, not out.
Oh, not. And Smudge, not. That's good stuff. Trav Head continuing his lean trot, but he did just get 100. Slash, you also won the test championship for us. Slash, you won the One Day World Cup for us. So I don't actually give a fuck what you're doing, Trav. I think Trav had been left out for the next game because he was like
Trav,
the one that was last night
off the back of last year. Trav has
free reign.
Earned what like he can do whatever the fuck he wants for a little while.
So Jake Fraser McGurk came in. He got 10. Inglis 9. Baggy 33. I'll take Smudge 5. I don't love that. 69 for Sean Abbott.
It's not bad.
Right, it's good. He basically was like, we have such good bowlers. I just am never getting a fucking shot. And 3 wickets.
I like his honesty, though.
Yeah.
You just put your hand up and you go, I'm not quite good enough.
Like, I'm good and clearly I can bat as well, like, but I just can't catch a fucking break because I've got, like, three of the greatest fast bowlers that we've ever produced all in the one team.
He'd be starting to understand how McGill felt.
Fuck. At least McGill got 200 and something wicks.
True. It's even worse than McGill, really, because there's absolutely no way in.
No.
There's zero way in. And he's even...
And even with an injury, you got Scotty Boland out there. Like, they're not even thinking about him.
He's never talked about, ever.
Or maybe we're even thinking about just one day is here, where he's barely in the fucking one day side. He's in and out. He was there on the... But, like, you know, he didn't play the final.
It'd be very, very difficult sitting behind the quartet.
What's it called? God. Formula One.
Formula One. Wow. Big Formula One guy.
I just couldn't remember the name of the sport.
Big Formula One guy. Lewis Hamilton.
Lewis Hamilton.
He's going to Ferrari.
Fuck me dead. That's big.
Huge.
That's huge.
Because he's...
His car sucks and he can't beat fucking Verstappen.
Correct. Car sucks. Can't beat Verstappen. Marooned on 7 world championships alongside the great Michael Schumacher, who still is with us. He's not dead.
No. That wasn't a laugh at that.
It wasn't.
I was laughing at the way you said not dead. Not dead, but not sighted either.
No, hasn't been sighted for some time. That's by the by. He's marooned on 7 world championships. You could argue he should have 8 and he was robbed 2 seasons ago. I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to talk about him going to Ferrari. And I like the look of that.
Same. Optically. Yeah.
Now, I'm not the biggest F1 guy of all time. In fact, I'm not really an F1 guy.
Meow.
But I am a superstar guy. Mm. I'm a go-to-the-sport guy, and I'm interested in how goats like to choose their paddocks, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to look hot as fuck at Ferrari.
Dude, I've already seen some of the photoshops. Like, him in that Ferrari red is hot. Real hot. Plus, and I think he even said it himself, it's like, there's something about Ferrari.
Like, there's 100% something
about
Ferrari.
The red of Ferrari and Ferrari generally, the name Ferrari, the way it looks, everything. And it's like, oh, you know, almost like if I was a Formula One driver, it's like,
if I could just to scratch that itch at some point, I would like to be on the Ferrari team.
It'd also be a huge flex from Lewis if he was to win a world championship at Ferrari, because then he would have won one at McLaren, Mercedes, and then at Ferrari.
See, I didn't even know that he won one with McLaren.
He won his first one there. Was it McLaren?
He's always wanted to drive for Ferrari, Hamilton, like since
double check the McLaren. It's something like that. Pretty sure.
The fact that he's going for a third, has anyone won it with three different?
I don't know.
Because Shoeys were.
But
all
it would
Ferrari,
be. Right? It would almost be prophetic if he was to win, break the record at Ferrari, almost somehow break Michael Schumacher's record at Ferrari
in his colours.
In his colours.
Is he, what's he like as a bloke? Is Verstappen an asshole? And obviously this is like really not fair of me to even speak in such terms given I don't know them, but is that the perception or am I making that up?
I think he came across as a bit of an asshole in that Drive to Survive show on Netflix.
Tried to get into it, really did.
I think in real life he's not as much of an asshole. He's just a competitor.
I think he's just a ruthless animal on the track, which they all have to be essentially. Remember when our boy Mark Webber just got absolutely fucking put on the bitch by, who was it that won all those world championships at Red Bull? You know, and they would always...
Oh, it wasn't Jenson Button?
Vettel?
No, Vettel. And the, you know the bus ups they used to get in? And they'd like ask him to pit and she's like, nah. Like,
yeah, because...
like, let Mark go around.
Rene
like,
nah. She used to call him the DNF extraordinaire, I think was right, because he was just constantly not finishing races. And then Mark Webber did some like charity event where it was like a running race or something. And he's fucking broke his leg, and they're like, he can't even finish his own race.
Oh, so he's king of the DNF. Yeah. Shout out to Mark Webber.
Shout out to Roy and HG.
Shout out to Roy and HG. Close but no cigar with Mark. We're falling into a bit of that sort of way of life with our F1 drivers.
Well, that's what I wanted to know. Is there any Danny Rick? Well, could he? Because who's he with right now? Is he with McLaren?
No.
I think he's with AlphaTauri.
Yeah.
The, like, he signed with someone. Red Bull car.
He's signed with someone down the pack.
Is that new? Like a recent signing?
Would he have something
in his contract? Like if I got offered a big dog contract, I could fucking go.
I don't know this for sure, but I don't know if his big day. I think his big day drives are behind him.
So he's done. Now as far it's as Piastri's.
I know that there's people sitting there going, you cunts don't know what you're talking about.
But we don't
remember.
No, we don't.
You got to remember that it's two mates shooting the shit and we're interested.
That's it. We're just trying to find out from each other the truth. We're not telling you the truth.
What did he get from Ferrari?
It's not reported, but it's guessing around like 100 mil.
A season?
Yeah, they're reporting like a two-year deal starting in 2025. 100 mil a season.
100 million a season.
Which is like all the sponsorship promotion, etc. as well.
Fucking hell, he gets paid huge coin, that cunt. Mm. That is unbelievable.
Yeah, that's an insane amount of money.
Because I remember he used to be on about 50-ish at Mercedes. And that was ridiculous money then.
That was what fucking Danny Ricks got from Red Bull. Or from somewhere. Maybe that was from McLaren. There was one there.
No. Renault.
And he wasn't even there for the full length of it. They fucked him off, but wasn't it like guaranteed? Maybe I'm making that up. Again, stop screaming at the fucking...
Telly.
Or at your headphones. And Piastri, where's he at? Is he he's Aussie?
He's doing really well.
Where's he at?
He's at McLaren.
All right, Piastri.
We see you, bro.
We see you, Piastri. But now, so like, what's going to happen? Because isn't...
But it's all car related.
But who's our real hot boy on Ferrari?
Oh,
Carlos Sainz?
Carlos Sainz.
No.
Charles Leclerc.
Is this going to... We going to have some beef? Some fucking hot... Like some Lewis Hamilton. Like, you know, and you got two absolute throbbers on the same team.
I was under the impression that they tended to like having a beta and an alpha on a side, on a team.
But would Leclerc want to be beta? It's too bad.
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
That's what I mean.
There's got to be issues there. Yeah. You would think maybe he bounces around now.
Charles Leclerc. Maybe he goes somewhere, But like, if Mercedes is such a shit car, why would anyone go there? Like, if you're no chance of getting close. I don't understand how this happens. It just confuses me about fucking Formula One.
Well, they're obviously promising you that next year they're going to have a better car.
I know.
That would
like
be what
Red Bull.
That's what I'd be doing.
Red Bull is just...
If I was like team principal, I'd be going, listen here, bro.
We got some really cool shit coming. You're going to really like this cool shit we got coming.
This next car is going to be, cherry ripe.
Yeah. Really,
because Red Bull was king of the... Well, Ferrari was king of the world. Then it was Red Bull. Then it was Mercedes. Back to Red Bull. Dances around. So you could say, listen, look, it swings.
It's swing this year.
Swinging out there, and it's swinging out way it's next season. That's what I'd be back. Saying. Because McLaren was supposed to be good again, and they never fucking amounted to anything. Renault's supposed to be all right. Nothing happened. Ferrari was supposed to win
last year.
Ferrari was supposed to win. Never happened. So you got to be out there promising, Tom. You got to be out there promising the world and hoping to deliver. I think that's the F1 way.
Mm.
Promise the world and hope and pray to deliver. Because otherwise you'd never sign anyone. You wouldn't sign a big dog because it gets to a point where you can't even win. Even if you are driving better than everyone else, but if your car's not as quick, you're fucked.
Well, we wait and see what happens, don't we? I mean, I have no fucking idea. I assume Red Bull hump and hump well again. Verstappen, has he got fake teeth? I seem to think he does. That may be the less important question, but I think it should be asked more. Are his teeth real? Or am I maybe just imagining it? He reminds me, I see him with huge fucking teeth.
He might have lost all his teeth potentially. Karting.
You think they've fallen out?
Listen, look at those. They're all fake as fuck.
I knew I was right about those teeth.
Or has he just gone veneers because he's fallen into a bit of money? Can I also say something about Max Verstappen that really has always annoyed me? I don't like how he wears his hats.
What's he doing? How's he wearing them?
I don't like the brim.
That's just the type of hat.
Yeah, but he doesn't mold it. He just has it flat.
That's what I mean. He's going full flat cap.
It just doesn't suit his head. Look at that. Looks ridiculous.
Yeah, it does look ridiculous. That's like...
Look at him in every single photo. Shocking. Look at this one. This is even worse.
He'd be getting given...
Look at that.
How many hats do you reckon that guy's given like every single day? It's like, hey, we're here, Max. You just put this hat on. Like, he's constantly just be wearing hats, tossing hats, wearing hats. Like, he probably just doesn't even think to shape him anymore, even though he does look fucking stupid.
If you are so image conscious, Tom, that you go the big veneer, the full package...
I mean, yeah, but teeth are a bit different. But I hear you.
But all I'm saying is he's not, it's not as though he's not image conscious.
No.
He's certainly image conscious. And all I'm saying is he looks like a fucking idiot the way he wears his hats.
Bit of biff chat, Ed. Bit of biff chat. Can I chat some biffs with you?
You want to chat biffs with me?
I want to chat biffs with you.
I'd love to chat biffs with you.
Not me biffing with you.
No.
Next Sunday, the date will be what?
18th of February.
18th of February, 2024, USC 2A...
298.
298. Volkanovski. This is in Vegas?
Anaheim. California.
Excuse me.
Sunday, the 18th of February, we have been blessed, punters and jubilers, yeah, with the glory slot.
This card is fucking hectic.
That's main event starts at 2 p.m. You can buy it, as always, thanks to our friends at KO. Main event on via KO. It's an absolute no-brainer. In fact, it's a fucking layup. They've made it so easy
You don't need to have the subscription to KO, though I assume you already do. The pay-per-view exists outside of the paywall, but this card...
I want to start by saying this, Tom.
Go down a bit further.
If you love your nation, this card's compulsory.
Yep.
There's no ifs, and there's certainly no buts. This card is compulsory if you love your nation.
Correct.
Because headlining the fucking goddamn thing, Volkanovski taking on
Ilia Topuria.
Topuria.
Undefeated 14-0 Italian stallion Topuria. Now,
who people think may give the great
they think a bit of a run. They think he's gonna give him a run. I have made the mistake in the past of not, you know... Not backing my boy. I'm all Volk for this, but Topuria is a fucking animal. If Volk wins this, though, you just like...
Statue territory.
Suck me off territory, big time.
What, next station?
Next station. It's next station stuff. And then it is we're going down to fucking the gong and we're getting... We are picketing.
That's correct. And then in the co-main, you've got Robert Whittaker versus Paulo Acosta. So... That's what I mean by if you love your nation and you need to get around this card. You've also got no excuses because 2 p.m. main event means Volk walks out about 4 p.m. Sunday afternoon when you've got nothing to do.
It's Sunday, dude.
Nothing.
Come on. It's Sunday.
There's nothing on.
This will be a huge test for Rob Whittaker in the sense that...
He needs some dubs.
Well, he's like anyone I saw, it's like... He is always one fight away from the title. Like, he is the one that is beaten... Before, like, if you beat Rob, you fight for a title.
Also, his arch nemesis out of the way. Adesanya, yeah, who's taking some time away from the sport.
But there's also that he's going to be back. He'll be back and fight Drickus next.
You reckon?
Fucking oath he will. They were trying to get it done for UFC 300.
UFC 300, they think they seem to have just thrown that away.
Well, no, it's still, they haven't announced everything yet.
I'm pretty sure they have.
No, there's still just the main fight that they haven't announced yet.
They're trying to get
Connor. There's a main they haven't announced.
Yeah.
Oh, because I was looking at that being like, this is pretty ordinary.
No, the card's all right. The card's not too bad, but like,
but for a 300.
Yeah. No, they...
Right, so...
Just quickly, the rest of this card, because I want to get to the UFC 300. Hold on one second. Ian Garry versus Jeff Neal. Ian Garry is the one who got
fucking ripped apart
about being a cuck.
Yep.
Marab Dvishvili, or however you pronounce it, against Henry Cejudo. So Marab, he's the teammate of Aljamain Sterling in bantamweight. Sterling was the champion.
Yep.
And just refused to fight him. So he's like, he was good enough to be a title contender. They were just like, he just says, I'm not doing it. He's like, I can't do it. I'm not fighting my friend.
They're too close.
So it was only once Sterling left the division where now Marab can actually fucking
have a crack.
So Cejudo's back. Did Cejudo have a layoff? I feel like, is this back after a long layoff or did he fight? Anyway, Cejudo v Marab is going to be a good fight. And I don't know the Hernandez and Kopilova, but that remains to be seen. The thing I want to talk about 300, Eddie. And the rumors swirling.
What date's 300? Is that May or April?
It's March. 14th of April.
Oh, April.
13th of April. So 14th of April, about 2 weeks after Easter. No, 1 week after Easter. No, 2 weeks after Easter.
Okay, so who's on there? Let's go down. Go down. Gagey Holloway cancelled? What the fuck happened?
But then it's still there.
No, Gagey Holloway.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Jesus Christ.
That's just a Google.
So this is what threw me, because they've got Gagey Holloway as co-main.
No. So we got Jim Miller and Bobby Green is whatever, but like that'll be fun. Jessica Andrade and Mariana Rodriguez. Andrade, a former champion. Kayla Harrison, Holly Holm. Kayla Harrison's like one of the biggest weapon female fighters in the world right now. She's just been signed from PFL. And she's coming in to fight Holly Holm, who's a former champion herself. Figueiredo, Cody Garbrandt, two fucking former champions.
Yeah, Cody Garbrandt, I know. Who the fuck are you?
Bo Nickel and Cody Brundy. Bo Nickel is considered like...
How do I know Bo Nickel? I've seen...
You've probably heard him spoken about. He's on Rogan recently.
Yeah, but he's
been spoken about as like the next great fucking fighter.
Not a bad name either. Bo, and that's B-O, punters and jibblers.
Yeah, Bo. Calvin Kattar, Aljamain Sterling. So Sterling's now gone up to featherweight.
Yep.
Calvin Kattar got the fuck kicked out of him by Max Holloway, you may remember, when Max wasn't even looking.
I do.
Yuri Prochazka against Alexander Rakic. Prochazka's the one that just lost the world title fight to fucking Piera. Charles Oliveira. Saryukin. I don't know Saryukin, but I'm pretty sure he's a weapon if he's fighting Charles.
So they'd be looking to bump Gagey Holloway from the co-main spot and then move Zhang and...
Zhang will be co-main.
Yeah.
So what they were talking about, I heard obviously Drickus and...
Adesanya.
Then they were trying to get Conor Chandler for a new weight division title belt.
What weight?
165.
So in between light and welter.
So between 155, 170.
Oh, no, between...
Welterweight and lightweight.
Yes.
Look into that. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what I... So just giving Conor the best chance possible to be a three-weight world champion, like just let's serve this up for you, dude. You have to still beat fucking Michael Chandler, but like let's just give you a title fight in a new way.
Because at the moment the jump's 155 to 170.
Yeah.
And they want to do 155 to 165 and then have on at 170 as well.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Then I heard a rumor that they were going to...
That's very interesting.
I heard a rumor somewhere that they were going to potentially get rid of the welterweight division, but there's just no way that could be true. I would be shocked if that was...
I think they'd be looking to add divisions, not take them away.
Yes.
At the moment, it just seems like a bit of a rumor.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, where there's smoke, there's fire sometimes, Tobler.
Apparently, though, the fight is going to be a 180, so middleweight.
Yeah, I know. That's what Conor said.
Yeah, because he wants to be the first person to knock someone out in four weight divisions.
He didn't knock out Diaz, though.
No, he knocked out Cowboy.
Oh, that's right. He did too. That was it. Yeah, true. I want Connor to come back so bad. And to be honest, I'm a little bit over Adesanya main events.
Just, yeah.
No offense, but they're always boring as fucking
most of
shit.
The time they have become that way.
Recently, they've been fucking boring, except for when he knocked out Pereira. But generally speaking, I want to see Connor again. I'm ready for more Connor.
Same, but I just think it's one of those things where it's like, you know, like maybe if you like think back to your childhood, like some of you maybe went like on holidays, like, oh, this is the best thing ever. And then you go try to recreate it again. You're like, oh, this was nowhere near
but
as good.
But there's only one way to find out. Now, I know he's been back after the hate, like he's zenith, but I've sort of forgotten those fights a little bit. I want to see him come back again. I want to see what the pump up's like. Is the 14th of April enough time?
Like, even if you just give him that 165 belt, like, don't just give it to him, but, you know, let's help him out. And then, okay.
That would be such a layup from the UFC. People would be ropeable.
I know.
Absolutely ropeable if they made a new belt for Connor. Oh.
They're in the money-making business. That's all it is.
Yeah, they are. They are in the money-making business. Bring him back regardless. He was supposed to fight on UFC 200.
Dude, he wants to fight. He's fucking furious. He's actually blessed, if you believe
what's me. Holding this whole thing up?
I thought it was his leg. But, I mean, he surely can't be his leg still. You'd have to be like...
Is it financials? Because he's blowing up at the UFC.
I think that'd probably be a lot. I don't think... Like, his leg's obviously better because he's asking to fight. So maybe it's just like, pick a date, let me get conditioning. Because he said it like June. But then the UFC were like, we haven't announced shit.
He did say that in a video on Instagram, didn't he? Well, June and April aren't the same thing.
Fucking great point.
Start there.
Yeah.
June and April, not the same
thing. So that 300 card's pretty fucking good, dude. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I was more coming from the perspective of they don't have a massive headliner at the moment.
Gagey's only lost 4 fights. That's a fucking... He's won 25, lost 4. Holloway's lost 7, 125. 4 fights, you feel like...
Is this the first time Holloway's fought at lightweight since he lost when he went up?
Yep. This is for a BMF belt.
Yeah.
So it's like, stand and beat the fuck out of each other. We ain't wrestling.
Good.
You know what I mean? This is, let's go, brain damage sort of shit.
Which is what they need on this card, because UFC 200 was dog shit.
Well, Holloway's never been fucking stopped. No. Let alone dropped, finished.
He's a psychopath.
Yeah.
An absolute sicko. So, is Nate Diaz ever going to come back? Where are we at with Nate Diaz? I would love to watch him and Connor fight for a third time. I think we need to see that.
Yeah. That's one that we'll get when they're 50. And it'll be like, oh, this one's really too late.
It's already too late. Yeah.
But Connor's like, what, 34?
Connor's 35.
35.
And Diaz is 38.
Fuck, they're getting on.
Getting on.
Jeez, they're getting on, the boys.
Connor's 35. I guess that's what I'm turning.
You've done a bit more than you, mate.
Yeah, just a bit. Just a bit, Eddie. That try Rando scored at that fucking charity.
Pretty good.
Mate, that try was fucking hectic.
He's got a bit about him, Rando.
Well, like, we fucking heard he could play, but, like, then you see that, you're like, he was head and shoulders. He burnt those cunts.
Threw him off, too. Showed a bit of strength.
At the end, yeah.
Showed strength, balance, poise.
Disappointing to see that there were some dribblers that no doubt there were baggy greens that allowed Nilsson to rock one.
What was that about?
That's Nilsson fucking resigning himself to never having one for the rest of his life.
He will, because it's sacrilegious.
Yeah. Stolen valor.
I was very confused by that in the punters and dribblers seeing Nilsson wearing a baggy green.
Yeah, there was someone else as well.
Who else was wearing one?
Someone else was wearing one.
Unfortunate for Nilsson to never get one.
I know, dude. That's crazy.
It'd be like, you know, when they walk out to World Cup finals, they walk past a trophy. It'd be like picking it up on the way out and kissing it.
Exactly.
That's now, what it'd be like.
There it is.
Tyson Murray, about time. Nah.
And I mean, I'm just like, you know, I don't want to speculate because I think there was maybe a couple of baggy green members out there, but like, who would?
There was certainly two.
Certainly two. Like, who, what self-respecting baggy green member would allow themselves, you know what I mean, would allow their hat to go and sit on another man?
Ashley Williams nailed it when he said this has got to be similar to walking on someone's grave. Bad juju.
Very bad juju.
Jesus Christ. A lot of work to be done now, Nilsson. In fact,
heaps. Shitloads. Well, considering you have
more work than you can get done in a lifetime.
Well, I mean, like, if you think that just wearing the hat's going to get you one.
Stolen valor. That's about right. Luke Grills nailed it. Handing them out like Skittles. Well, we didn't hand it out. Josh Sutton. So, beat it, bruh. Now, we're going to have a couple of dribbles here, punters and dribblers. Yep. Couple of freshies from over the weekend.
Couple of fresh dribs. You can find the hotline number in our Instagram bio. So
that's where you find
That's where you'll find it. Keep them coming. We'll be doing more of them.
G'day, boys. Hope all is well. I am starting out to play cricket this year. It's my first year. I decided to give it a crack. You know, being myself a bit of a king in the backyard and thought, have a go at the red ball. And I'm currently 0-5 this year. We've played 13 games and I've gotten 5 fucking ducks. And we have our last game next week. And I'm just wondering if there's any advice that you'd give me to get me off the mark. Because if I don't get a run, then I'm doing a nudie run. So,
you got 5 ducks?
Yeah, no good. Cheers, boys.
Bro, give it up.
If he doesn't get a run, he's doing a nudie run?
Yeah.
That's far harder to achieve than not scoring a try.
Yeah, that's, but I'm like,
not scoring a run is insane.
You can't even get a single run, and you're like, help me out. I'm like, dude, if you get another duck, you're a like statistical anomaly.
What, that'd be 6 straight.
You're really like one of the worst cricketers of all time. Well, worst like just hand eye of all time.
Well, you're one of the great last man standing batsmen of all time.
Look, I appreciate you saying that. Obviously,
What sort of advice are you going to dish out?
I retire away from platitudes as grand as that, but I guess you're probably right. I am one of the greatest last man standing cricketers of all time. Watch the fucking ball, idiot. Like, all you got to do is get your bat to one and it just like there's fucking...
Get forward or get back?
I'd say
play the ball on its merits.
I think you played on its merits. But
he doesn't sound like a merit-based operator.
No, he doesn't. I'd say...
So if you're out the gate, right, you're going forward or back, what are you doing?
Depends who's bowling. Are they bowling fucking heat? Because I like to stand out to those guys. Stand right out.
Get out to heat.
Yeah.
Dance down to heat?
I don't want to dance down to heat because that's when I'll lose my shit. Like, you just stand and just meet heat head on.
What if he was to fucking dance down to heat and try to get it on the full?
Well, yeah, but this may be why. Well, try to get on the full, that's one way. Listen, you're going to be, there's not going to be anyone up to the stumps, you'd imagine. So you want your chance of getting stumped are few and far between, or unlikely. I think you just got to play the ball on its merits. Just stand, you know what? Almost this, you don't know what merit-based decisions are. You just suck. Stand there. Watch the ball. If it's on the stumps, do not try and hit it because you'll probably fucking miss it and you'll get bowled. Just try and block that shit.
Yep.
And then just throw the bat at anything else. I mean, I don't know what else to... It's like, I can't believe you're this shit. Anyway, let's move on. Good luck.
Fellas, how are we? It's Jack here, the stag dribbler. Look, the Canelo dribblette, wow. Definitely sounds like she's got a bit about her. And I'm down. I'm keen. Let's make it happen. Who knows? It could be the start of a Hello Sport love story. Could be a bit of love at first dribble. Who knows? But, yeah, I'm definitely keen. So help me out, boys. Let's try organise it. Try tee it up. Cheers, boys. Catch up.
Okay. So this was for those of you who maybe didn't hear last week's episode. A Canelo dribblette, keen on the stag dribbler who has a baggy green, who I believe is also very much under suspicion for giving his hat to Neil. So,
well, it's either him or Scotty Bellotti, whose birthday it is. Happy birthday, Scotty.
Happy birthday, Scotty.
But I don't think he would sink to such a level.
I don't know. But, well, now we've got buy-in from this guy. Stag, like, now we need to probably have some, like, can they create, like, their own dribbler profiles, like Tinder? So, you know what I mean? We need to try and get something out of this and then get them together. We need to meet, but I didn't know what they look like.
Yes, I would like that. I think send in some profiles to turbo@hellosport.com.au so we can actually...
Build this up
a bit more. But I also want to see what we're working with here because, you know, it's well and good to say that you sound like you'll get along, but I'll be the judge of that. I need to see what you're both about. I'm going to see if it's going to work. And also, I think, Tom, off the back of it, you and I can probably judge where they're best suited to go for the first
date. Yes, yes,
yes. Which we may or may not pay for.
So do...
Depending on what the output looks like from those two.
And I'm yeah, we're open to it.
We're open to it.
We're open to paying for your date.
Yes.
But
we'll need a bit we'll need a bit in return.
We'll need a bit in return. Firstly, we're going to need some... profile information.
Yep.
So, what's some dating app fucking questions?
Body count? I think people want to see that
I
stuff.
I think they do as well. Let's just put a pin in body count for
I
a
think
second.
People want to see it.
I know that, but
and this
maybe,
is the modern way.
No.
Body count.
No, listen, calm down. I am with you on wanting to know body count, but I think that we need to be a little bit more realistic with what we're trying to get from these people. And out the gate, how many people you fucked might rattle them a little bit.
But it's also...
Especially a lady. Not to be... It's almost like somehow a sexist that I'm concerned about her own feelings about talking about how many dudes she's fucked.
Well, listen, we live in progressive, equal times, Tom. So it's got to go both ways.
Okay, we're going to give,
all
you,
I'm saying,
give
all,
you the option to answer the question.
You don't have to. But if you want to.
But if you want to.
It's there.
Okay.
We all could, right. There's like, I've got some examples of like Hinge prompts they use, like yep. My Simple Pleasures, Typical Sunday, Two Truths and a Lie, Best Travel Story.
Okay, well, we're going to put some
we
together.
We could have you a turn code. That. Yeah, like favorite health.
Like, I'd want to know if I was going on a date with someone, that return code, I'd want to know that.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I think we need to come up with important questions that they need to answer. Do we need to do that right now?
No, well,
not necessarily.
I think what we need is for them to email turbo@hellosport.com.au and then they will be provided the questions.
Great.
Yeah.
And then once answered, we can read out
the
answers.
We then build out the profile.
And then having done that and we see that potentially there's something here, we look at maybe shouting you a nice date somewhere. Mm. Not too nice.
No.
We could potentially nice-ish. Host like a phone call on the podcast between the two of them for their first interaction.
Yep.
Live.
Could do that too. I don't mind that.
I don't mind that either.
Depends on how these responses go.
One step at a time.
Yeah. Married at first dribble.
Crawl before you can walk. But yeah. We could have... I tell you what would be nice, Tom, and I don't want to get ahead of myself and start counting chickens, so to speak, but is if we set up a long, healthy, lasting marriage between these two.
Well, if they were to have a child, you could make the very reasonable argument that that child does not exist without us.
The child of Dribble. Mm. Dribble's child.
Dribble and Yarn.
Correct. Okay, well, the wheels are moving. Email turbo@hellosport.com.au. I expect responses by the end of tomorrow.
Tom, Eddie, I sort of missed the oar. I just want to know why the fuck we can't put $1 in a poker machine. I'm not the richest punter and dribbler, but I want to have fun. End of story.
Can we not do... Do they not take coins anymore, the pokies?
They used to.
I know they did. And they used to take $1 coins and not twos, and that used to piss me off.
That was more annoying.
Yeah.
Now, this bloke's upset about no ones. You couldn't put twos in there. You had to go...
Saying maybe you can't do ones anymore.
I don't think you can. I think it's all cash
now. I remember it used to be fun to get like a stack of ones and just feed that bitch in.
Because gone are the days, Tom, of the old school machine with the coin slot. There are all those funky new ones where you can pick one of six games to play.
Touchscreen shit.
High-end touchscreen
notes
technology.
Notes only, right?
Notes only, that's right. I haven't seen a coin machine in years, to be honest.
I honestly hadn't even thought about it. But, I mean, also, like, good luck getting notes these days.
There's usually ATMs nearby.
I know, illegal, though. You meant to have them in the premises, not in the room. But I just more mean generally, like, I just don't use cash.
Yeah, the last time I got cash out was probably to play the pokes.
Maybe I'm going to... I don't mind having cash. Like as in rather than on a card.
I try to carry a little bit of cash because you never know when you might need it.
I lost my wallet.
It's like a 50 or something.
Probably.
You ever got that back?
No.
Did you cancel the cards?
No.
It'd be somewhere...
In my house.
Yep.
But I'm going to cancel them because I need a fucking wallet. You know? I would like...
Do you? Okay, so you haven't been using a wallet. Do you feel like you need one?
Only for like certain things, but yeah, I do feel like I need... I prefer to have one.
But you don't need one.
Well, I clearly don't need one, but like if your phone's dead, you're fucked.
Mm. I'm still a wallet guy. Yeah. Are you a wallet guy?
Yeah. But I've also got the cards on the phone as well.
Yeah.
Which is super handy.
I basically only got that because I lost my fucking wallet.
I've got the cards on the phone as well, but I still prefer to have a wallet on me.
Same.
Makes me feel safe.
You never know.
You just don't know. So I'm actually in the market for a new wallet, funnily enough.
Interesting.
Isn't that funny? Isn't that interesting, dude? Isn't that interesting?
I'm in the market for a new wallet as well.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Fuck, that's interesting. Let's go to another duel.
Hey, boys. Blacktown Dribbler here. Man, the boys, we're having a few big day rosés.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously, we've gotten a bit. Here you go. We reckon the Hello Sport podcast should have, like, an Academy Awards. Dribbler of the Year, Dribble of the Year, Baggy Green Member of the Year, shit like that, you know? Get back to us, boys. Keen to see this.
Yep.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's a great idea. We did do it. It has been done before.
It's been done before. It was also...
It was almost done again at the end of last year.
But we... Time was not of the essence, and we were flat out with shit, and
it had
we didn't get around to it.
It had to not take priority, basically.
But this year, there will be an awards night.
Yes.
At the end of the year. We were talking about doing it in February, but it sort of loses its luster in February now, and then we didn't have time at the end of last year, so we're just going to do it at the end of this year, and it's going to be a big do.
So, love the idea.
We already had it.
Already had it, but love it.
But... Know this, young dribbler, enjoying a case of Big Day. Your head was in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
You had the right idea.
Yep. And also know this, Big Day Rosé available right now, hellosport.shop. If you are feeling like topping up again, or if you're feeling like cooling down in this fucked up February weather.
If you live in Sydney, you need a case of Big Day on you, because it is fucked up how hot and humid it is.
Yep.
I went for a run this morning and sweat more than I've ever sweat my entire fucking life. That's not me talking about me running Monday morning, which I know is impressive, but it is ungodly out there.
Yeah.
I hate February in Sydney so much. It's foul.
It's fucked. And we are also now in February, outside of like your UFCs and things like that. It is also a lean month.
You probably noticed, given the topics today.
Well, I actually didn't mind the topics.
No, but like we did well, but it's not like there's heaps. Well, massive sport on.
There's nothing massive playing.
That's what I meant.
It's Windies and Australia in the cricket.
It's Windies season.
Yeah. But there is some punch-ons, which is good. Punch-ons are good all year round.
Well, punch-ons keep the lights on, so to speak.
So to speak. I guess you could say.
Well, I mean, they go year round, generally speaking. Yes, so we've always got something to enjoy.
Correct. When's the preseason tournament start for the NRL?
Or have they been that?
Big Day Rosé, though. Hellosport.shop. Get it.
February 15. So next week.
Fucking oath.
Is Manly playing a preseason? Or have they been that because we're going to Vegas? Maybe they play one game.
Wouldn't mind. What about the rest of the fucking squad? They could be doing it.
True.
Yeah, versus the Broncos at Brookie.
On what date?
Saturday the 24th of Feb. 6 o'clock.
That's obviously not the boys, because they fly out the fucking 2 days later.
Correct.
And we've also got the Roosters on February 17th at Industry Group.
So they might be playing that, potentially, but probably not.
I reckon they're
fucking... Why would you? Why would you risk it?
I guess you got to have it, because you got to play at some point, right? You don't want your first game to be in fucking Las Vegas.
True.
All right, one more dribble, please.
Hey, boys, just listen to the Thursday pod and the yarn about greatest players turned coaches. And it might be a bit iffy due to the fact that he only coached Origin and coached for Australia, but surely Mal Meninga gets thrown in the mix. As a proud New South Welshman, I hate to admit it, but what he achieved there with that Queensland side was pretty bloody ridiculous, not to mention his statistics as a player. So, honest, I'm surprised his name hasn't been thrown in the mix, but... Anyway, see you soon.
Thank you to the work of Liam Brennan. It was actually confirmed that Bozo, the greatest player coach of all time, Mal Meninga, came in second. Ricky Stewart third, I think.
I got a caveat there. Surely Dez. Ricky beats Dez. How does that happen? I guess on player achievements. The thing I would say about the great and powerful Malcolm Meninga, I don't know if I'm giving him a false name there. Do you count Origins in Australian coaching as the same as week in, week out, 26 rounds of grueling rugby league football?
Mal didn't even coach that team.
That's sort of what I'm getting at. Like, he was the coach, and full respect to Mal, and he's the Australian coach, and full respect to Mal, but, like, so I did not realize he had Seabolt in there.
Yeah.
That is – that motherfucker. Correct. That's hilarious.
And the photo as well.
That was exactly why. That's actually so funny. I did not see that.
Yeah.
Drive
by and Siebes.
Seriously, drive by. Yeah, does coaching fucking...
Well, if you go to the ag with him, does he include that stuff? I think he does.
Does he weight...
Yeah, so he's got club, state, and national representative.
Are they weighted the same, though? Because I think club success should be weighted more heavily than Origin and, Nationals.
No idea how he's done that. I can't even really read it, but it works.
Yeah, and no, I don't either. I'm just looking at it like, yeah, okay, sure. Anyway, sweet.
Shout out to the punter, shout out to the dribbler. Thanks for listening. Love yous and that.
Bye.
Could you two just not talk anymore?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.